مات مات روح البيت مات قلت
سلوى قادوس
عربي
is still shaken by Saturday's bloody events here at Iraq Burin. I didn't know the dead boy was my nephew, said Salwa. 16-year-old Muhammad Qadus was fatally shot in the chest, and his cousin Usaid was shot in the head. He later died in a hospital in Nablus. The Israeli army issued a statement saying its soldiers only fired rubber-coated steel bullets against what they described as a, quote, violent and illegal riot in the village. The doctors at this hospital where the boys were brought by paramedics strongly contest their claim. Dr. Mahmoud Abu Qa'dan was the emergency room doctor on duty last Saturday.
Can this be a rubber-coated steel bullet?
Most probably it is a bullet injury because we have a regular inlet and the rubber usually we have destroyed the bone of the skull, and there is an irregular inlet. And we have long tract of the bullet, which is not going with rubber. And also the shape of the bullet is going with bullet injury, not rubber injury.
The doctor says the bullets also look different, like in this X-ray picture here. Back at Iraq Burin, emotions are still very raw. Pictures of the dead teenagers are everywhere, and the residents continue to pay their respects to the family.
This is where the Israeli soldiers were standing on Saturday when the confrontation started. According to residents, one soldier got off his jeep and took aim at the kid standing right there at the gray gate up the hill. That's where the boys were shot. Now, everybody we've spoken to here at Iraq Burin insists the only people carrying guns in the village on Saturday were the Israeli soldiers.
The teens and kids who witnessed the shooting gathered around me to tell me the story. Nasser Qadus was a friend of both teenagers.
The soldier got off, and when Usaid peeked, he was shot in the head and fell slowly down. Mohammed tried to approach him. He was shot, then ran, fell over there.
No one here doubts live rounds were used. Al Jazeera's request for an on-camera response from the Israeli army about the incident in Iraq Burin were denied. But there are also media reports the Israeli army will be examining medical reports and X-ray pictures provided by Palestinians to get to the truth. And it's incidents like this, Palestinians say, that give grounds to the now resurging Palestinian demand for the provision of international protection. Nour Odi, Al Jazeera, Iraq Burin.